What kind of content will actually help us reach farther in our digital ministry? Is it podcast? Is it shorts?
Welcome to the Digital Ministry Podcast, where we are having conversations about the strategies of sharing God's love in the digital world. Now, here is your host, Joshua Verwers.
Hey, thanks for joining me. I am Joshua Verwers. This is the Digital Ministry Podcast, and if you are unfamiliar with this show, well, I'm a small church pastor in rural Iowa that has been creating faith-filled content on social media for over 5 years, and my desire is to really try to help other small churches do the same so that they can expand their reach and impact for the kingdom of God. And in today's episode, I'm going to try to answer a question that was submitted by John Hayes, and he's asking, podcasts and shorts or reels are both really popular. Does there seem to be more reach with one or the other? Now, before I try to answer that question, if you want to help support the show, you can leave a rating or a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us at. And did you know that you can actually watch these in video format on either Spotify or YouTube? And if you want to connect with me on social media, you can do so at Joshua Verwers. And while you're there, how about you snap a screenshot from that phone and then tag me in it, and let's let other small church ministry leaders know that they should be listening to the Digital Ministry Podcast. Okay, so let's get to today's topic. Podcast or the shorts, the reels, the TikToks, if you will, which one actually has more reach, and does that reach really matter? Now, this should probably be a little self-explanatory because short vertical format video is short. So you could obviously get more content in there because you would have multiple different shorts or reels or TikToks, whereas a podcast is usually more of a long form. But some of the most successful podcasts out there are actually utilizing that short form reach in order to kind of increase their ability to take that message that God has placed on their hearts and really deliver it to more people than they are normally used to inside their building on a normal Sunday morning. And I'll give you some examples actually from our church. We do have a church podcast, and the church podcast is just Full Faith Church sermons, because all we're really doing is taking our Sunday sermons, extracting the audio from the video that I record, and then taking that audio and uploading just the message in a podcast format. We really find it's helpful for those members of our church that may not be able to make it on a Sunday morning for one reason or another, and it's also helpful for those that they did make it, and they did listen to the message, but they want to listen to it again because there were some things that I said that they were just kind of curious about. Now, if I were to take the last 4 weeks of our church sermons and that podcast and look at it, the amount of plays that it's had over the last 4 weeks has only been 27 plays, which really isn't bad. I mean, that's kind of good. That's like having a whole nother service for our church every single month. But the amount of reach, or Spotify calls it their impressions, and granted, this is only on the Spotify app that I'm able to get these statistics, they say that it's actually been impressed on 162 different people, which means that episode or one of those episodes has showed up in somebody's feed over the course of the month to the tune of 162 times. Which that can be very beneficial, because then you know that you are expanding the reach beyond just your four walls. But see, here's where the reach aspect gets really interesting. See, I didn't go over the last 4 weeks of any shorts or reels or TikToks. Instead, what I did was just last week, I uploaded two of them. Those were across my channel, but also my church's channels, because I tagged them on Instagram and on Facebook as a collaborator. Now, across those four platforms of TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, I uploaded the exact same video, two different days, one on a Tuesday, one on a Friday. How well did they perform? Well, I'm glad you asked. Just those two videos alone, they wound up getting 2,613 views. And now these were short form. They weren't my 35-minute sermon. Instead, it was like a 35-second clip. And it was not only viewed 2,613 times, it had actually reached 3,469 different accounts. Now, could some of those accounts be the exact same people that have a TikTok and an Instagram and a YouTube and a Facebook? Well, sure. But it's also likely that a lot of different people wound up getting it. And my math may not be the best, but last I checked was 3,400 is a lot bigger than what the podcast reach was of 162. However, please hear me out in this. Just because it has more reach doesn't mean you're actually going to get the reward. Reach does not always equal reward. What is it that your church, that your ministry is trying to get out of putting out that social content? What are you trying to achieve? Who are you trying to reach? And what is your end goal? Because if all you want to do is get something in front of as many eyeballs as possible, well, then I would say that shorts and reels are probably your best bet. But if what you're trying to do is give information in a deeper form that people can really kind of consume and think about and even like meditate on, well, with that, I would say the more time that you've got them and the more information you can get to them, that might be better. And I would venture to say that the sweet spot where you could get this content at is not only trying to expand the reach, but it's also trying to increase the depth of connection. So what we would really want to do is reach deep and wide. And the way that I believe we would want to do that is to take that long form content that we have and create short form clips that will really catch their attention and hopefully, prayerfully, eventually lead them into trying out the long form content. That would be the sweet spot, because you're going to be casting a wide net with all of your shorts and all of your reels, all of your TikToks, going on various different platforms from the Facebook, the Instagram, the TikTok, and the YouTube, trying to reach as many people as you can, and then hopefully being able to get enough interest in that short form that they're wanting to see more and they're wanting to hear more. They're wanting to listen to more of what it is you're trying to preach. And in that, they start searching for, looking at, and finding the long-form podcast content that you're creating. And hopefully, you've created an easy path for them to be able to find it. And that could be from putting a link directly in the description or just telling them how to find it. That's usually what we do. We just tell them, search up Full Faith Church Sermons on any of your podcast platforms and you'll find us there. Or you could wind up just telling them to check the link in bio or whatever other phrase you have. So there's a central place for them to be able to find all of your content. And then another thing to think about is maybe that content, you're not really set on your goal. You kind of would like to reach deep. You would kind of like to reach wide. You're not really focused on one or the other. Well, if you can, and if you're available with the resources that you have, do them both. Put it all out there and see where the response is. See what the feedback is. See where people are being blessed. I can tell you from our personal situation that I get people that'll reach out and they'll say, thank you so much for having the long form podcast. People that, you know, they're sick one week and they really needed that, or they're serving in a certain area of ministry at the church and they were able to catch a message that they missed, or even people that they don't attend our church, but they love to listen to some of that stuff because they have found me or somebody from our church online. And then I've also had those people that all they ever get from us is just the short form content. And in only 15, 30, 60 seconds, that little bit of faith nugget that you're able to convey from your sermon is just enough to get them right where they're at. It's allowing God to meet them even in that short form content and to really use you and your content to minister to them. So I think the return question would be, what's your goal? Try to identify what your goal is with creating content and then really thinking about what is the best way that I could do to achieve that. If you don't necessarily have those answers right away, well, hey, I've got a resource here called the Digital Ministry Podcast where you can submit questions and hopefully I'll be able to actually answer them. And hopefully I was able to answer this one for John. And I would love to know your guys' thoughts. Go ahead and leave me a comment. Let me know. Give me some feedback on this. If you've got any questions that you would like to submit to the podcast, you can send me a voice message. There's a link to do it directly on the podcast platform right in the description below. And who knows? It may get featured in an upcoming episode. Also, if you want some more insights, some tips, some tutorials, some little tricks that I found when creating this faith-filled content online, you could also sign up for the Digital Ministry Membership. It is over on my website at joshuaverwers.com. And in there, you're going to get some insights into how I'm doing what it is that I'm doing. Plus, as a bonus, you're going to get with that membership each episode of this podcast 1 week in advance. Yeah, you heard that right. What that means is that next week's episode is already online, and you can sign up there right on my website for $10 a month, or as I like to call it, a weekly cup of coffee. And that's all I've got for you. Until next time, stay blessed, enjoy God's best, and have a fantastic week.